Hello, hello, hello. Happy Tuesday, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, whenever you're listening to this. Thank you for being a part of this stream. And that is what this is. This is a stream of consciousness, a stream of awareness, a stream of intelligence that is always flowing, always on, always broadcasting, always available, that we can always tune into if we practice listening. If we practice listening. And for those of you that are just tuning in, apparently we're just diving in. This is Activation Tuesdays. I'm Jeffrey Van Dyke. We do this every Tuesday. This is how it rolls. So there is this stream. Always. What do we mean by always? We mean in always, at all times, without question. In always, at all times, without question, there is a stream of intelligence that is always flowing, always broadcasting, always available. How do you get there, you ask? You attune to the messages. Now, for some of you, these messages are going to come by closing your eyes and listening for what's coming and opening your mouth, kind of like I might do. For some of you, it's going to be kinesthetic. You're going to feel sensations. Ooh, that feels right. Ah, and they're saying, notice if you judge your perception style. Oh, it should look that way. I should look like Jeffrey. I should look like this other person. It should occur to that is what tapping into the stream looks like. Nope. Tapping into the stream occurs differently for each one of us because we need to get different information in different ways, best suited to our perception style and our broadcasting, what we're going to bring as we receive. So it might be that you listen. It might be that you feel. It might be that you sense something. It might be more subtle than that. It might be in the people you meet. It might be in the thing you read. It might be in the Google search you do in this interesting article that comes up that's just the right thing at the right time. There is always a stream. Always, 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 always. And it requires us simply to tune in. They're giving me an addendum, saying, there is an additional thing. Tune in. Yes, that's all it requires. And an additional thing. that additional thing is to loosen your grip on what you think your life is meant to look like, on the direction you think your life is meant to go, on the things you think you're meant to produce or deliver, of the people you think you're here to work with, of the money you believe you're meant to make or not make, of the place you think you're meant to live, of the people you think you should have around you or not, to loosen your grip on your own control. I was going to say expectation. They said, no, you can have expectation. Let go of control, right? So expectation with lack of control is what? There's something that I'm, I feel like I'm meant to go here. There's this place that I'm meant to explore. So there's an expectation of goodness, of something opening up, of the universe meeting you as you answer the call. And they say that is an expectation you can have. that the universe will meet me as I answer the call. I get the call, I hear it, I tune in, I take steps towards it, the universe takes steps towards me. Boom, there's the meeting. That is the expectation. The control piece is, I think I know how it should look. I think I know how this should go. I think I should know everything about it. I have my vision of how it should be. But they're saying, but your vision isn't always in the stream. Meaning, your vision isn't always in the center of the current of where this world is going. There's always at least three things happening. There's you and your own evolution. There's your audience, the people you're meant to serve, their growth and evolution and their needs. And then there's the larger zeitgeist, the larger movement in this world. What's happening in this world? And they're saying, and if you want to get fancy, you could say, what's going on beyond this planet? right? So we could keep going if we want to get fancy. But if we want to stay with our feet on the ground here on this planet, we could say there's at least always three things going on. Your growth, your interest, your movement, the growth, the movement, the needs, the desires of your people, and the larger thing happening. And the degree to which you and the service you bring to your people is attuned with a larger thing happening in this world is the degree to which it will flourish. Is the degree to which, they are saying, so that's right, that's usually desire number one, I want it to flourish. But they're saying at a larger level, the degree to which what you're doing and what you're inviting your people to do is in relationship to what's happening in this world, the evolution in this world, is the degree to which you are participating in co-creating heaven on earth. Participating in what you might call a larger plan at hand. And that plan, by the way, can be perceived one of two ways. And they're saying, and we don't really care which way you perceive it. One is there is a master plan and it is unfolding. The other is that it is organic and it is unfolding. Does not matter. Okay. So recently I was in meditation, thinking about vision, which now that this stream is happening, I see I was really going, I want control of the vision, right? And what they said to me, and this is what I want to share with you, if you're in a place where you're going, what's next? Where's my vision? Where am I meant to head? There's something new unfolding, but what is it? I want to invite you into what they shared with me, which is if you are lost, sometimes what there is to do is instead of trying to focus on the vision, to focus on your feet, to look down, to go, what's the next step? And then what's the step after that? And the step after that? That if you look down, if you look just in front of you, there is always a next step. Mm. And they're saying some of you, and I'm feeling this as I say this, some of you are looking at your life and going, I know things are changing. I know things are changing in this world. I know things are changing for me. I know things are maybe changing in what I'm meant to do and who I'm meant to serve or how I'm meant to serve them. But what does it look like? How do I do it? What's the path? Where? Paint the whole map for me, please. I want the map. I want X marks the spot, and I want you are here. And I want the dotted line that shows me how to get from where you are here over to X marks the spot. Do you know what I'm talking about, right? Do you are you picking up what I'm laying down here? Right? I want it. Right? That young part that says, I want it. I want all the answers. I want a guarantee on some level. Yes, I know I talk about faith. Yes, I know I listen and blah, blah, blah. But on some deep level, man, I want a guarantee. They're saying there is a guarantee, but it's not where you're looking. The guarantee is under your feet. The guarantee is that as you look down, you'll know where to step. That as you attune to what's the next step? And what's the one after that? Great. Now, what's this step? That what you are doing is learning to walk by faith. To navigate by staying in the stream that is always broadcasting, always on, always available. By staying in the stream. Now, what so many of us do is we tap into the stream for the vision. Oh, here's the answer. This is what I'm called to do. That's the direction. Yay, I got it, right? You are here, X marks the spot, off I go. But then we unplug, we disconnect. And we're somewhere on the journey and go, where am I? Where do I go? How do I get where I need to be? Look at your feet. What's the next step? Aren't sure? Tune in to the stream. What is that stream? It is what's happening. It is a stream of evolution. It is a stream of unfoldment of what is blossoming in this world. What's most alive? Okay. Well, some of you may be able to do that. Oh, what's next? Tune in. Oh, now I get it. Okay, step there. Walk in that direction. Some of you are listening to this going, yeah, but when I try to tap into this stream, I get nothing. Right? Anybody there? I get nothing. I can't perceive an electricity or energy or direction or insight for the next step. In fact, sometimes what you might be experiencing is flatness, deadness, some version of just turn on the radio, nothing's there, or so it seems. Well, my guidance always says this, whatever is in the way is the way. And so if that's the case, what we would invite you to do is to lean in to the dead bits. To tune in. Because that is apparently what's broadcasting in your system. What's broadcasting? Where am I meant to go? Let me tune in. What's broadcasting? Oh, deadness. Right? So instead of saying, oh, that can't be the way. That can't be it. That's not the aliveness. That's not the stream. Practice instead going, oh, well, that's what I'm broadcasting at least right now. Let me use it. Let me lean into the dull bits, the dead bits, the place where it just feels like nothing's broadcasting. And as you place your attention there, something will reveal itself. Maybe sadness, maybe rage or anger, maybe grief. Maybe there's something you haven't said goodbye to so long to. I'll see you down the road, maybe. Maybe there's an aspect of yourself, maybe an old identity, maybe a audience that you've served, maybe a body of work you've created, maybe something else. So here's what we want to invite you into. To practice navigating by tuning into the stream, not just for the big insights, not just for the big aha, but moment by moment, step by step. To stop pretending that you can do it alone and that you have to do it alone. To use whatever is in the way as the way. And as you simply take one step forward, as you go, oh, and man, sometimes I'm like whispering, like sometimes it feels like, you know, a dead leaf in the fall, in the autumn, when the rains begin and they're kind of soggy. Sometimes like you have to pick one up. And there's a worm under it, right? You have to pick one up and see what's under there, and then another one, and then another one, and then another one to get to where the earth is, what you can dig into in order to go, oh, that's what was there. Oh, that's the next step, to attend to that. And now they're giving me the feeling of a train. Like, give me chugga, 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 choo, choo. As you do that, as you look at your feet, one foot, another, staying tuned in to the stream, navigating by staying tuned in, 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 what you'll notice is that there becomes a rhythm to your movement that goes on and on and on and on. And before you know it, you are on your way. A movement has begun. You've begun moving down this track. You start to see a vision where none existed before. And instead of saying, oh, that's the new thing to have control over, you move towards it with excited expectancy of partnership. As I continue to take steps forward, the universe is going to continue to meet me. And on we go, and on we go, and on we go, because what the universe is asking from you, for you, is partnership. Show up, you tune in, you take a step, we'll give you the next step. You tune in, you take a step, we'll give you the next step. It wants you to tune in. It wants you to partner with it. It wants you to move. It wants you to move and move and move and move, because that is the natural flow of this universe. And it wants you to be a participating component in the unfoldment of what's going on in this world right now, because there is stuff going on. There is movement happening. There is energy beyond which you can even comprehend right now in this world, unfolding in massive, massive, massive ways. And those that allow themselves to participate in it, those that allow themselves to say, I will be a cooperating component. I don't even know how today, but I'll put one foot in front of the other. I will show up and move. The universe will move with you. In fact, it will move you. You can sit down in that train and start to feel the motion of your life. And that is ultimately what this broadcast is meant to be an invitation to, is to sit in that train, to feel the motion of your own life, not in fits and starts, not by going, I have the vision, I will control my path, but instead to partner with what's already going on in this universe, to partner with what's moving, to partner with the unfolding consciousness that is wanting to be revealed in this world right now. Who through? How about you? Who through? How about all of us? That is the invitation to get in that train and start riding. Who's on board? Oh, all right, my friends. So good to be back with you. I spent the week in Michigan last week out at the family cottage. And now I'm back in Los Angeles. And it is good to be back with you. We do these conversations every Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific time, Activation Tuesdays. They are open and available to one and all. Here's what I want to invite you into, whether you are listening to this live or listening to it later on. Type something into chat. Type something in that like, oh, this is my nugget. This is what I'm walking away with this one from. Let's keep building the awareness. I'm growing along with you. This is not stuff that I get ahead of time and then just share. I'm learning right along with you. This energy of this locomotive is the thing that I'm feeling. This invitation to get on board. One other little note. We did a 2-hour training a little while back that sold out, and it was really good. We had a bunch of people who couldn't get in because we sold out. So I'm going to do it again on Wednesday, July 28 at 12 p.m. Pacific. It's how to monetize your transformative work. We'll be notifying folks of that real soon. Just want to invite you to put that in your calendar. Make note of it. July 28th, that's Wednesday at noon Pacific, how to monetize your transformative work. Keep your eyes out for it. We'll let you know right here as well as email. Until then, and until next week's my birthday. I get to be with you on my birthday. So we will see you next week. And I love you. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being part of this. Thank you for being willing to participate more and more and more fully in this unfolding conversation. All my best. We will see you then. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.